This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Three killed in road accident in Kalikot. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said to address queries raised during budget deliberations in the House of Representatives. And dozens dead as heavy rains hit Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. Three people were killed in a road accident that took place last night in Gabiram of Subakalika Rural Municipality 6, Kalikot. According to District Police Office Kalikot, the accident involved a jeep heading towards Subakalika from Chowki Bazar on the Beoli Pantari Road section. Chief of the District Police Office Kalikot, Jaiswar Rimal, informed that the deceased have been identified as jeep driver 30-year-old Harak Biswakarma of Subakalika 2, 31-year-old Ram Bahadur Sahi of Subakalika 8, and 25-year-old Gopal Salami Magar of Naumule 3 in Dailak district. Police said the cause of the accident is not yet known and the incident is being investigated as the accident took place in the middle of the night. General deliberations are ongoing on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditure for fiscal year 2023-24 in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. During the discussion, parliamentarians emphasized the need for the budget to address the ongoing economic crisis in the country. Former Finance Minister Dr. Bishnu Paudil criticized the budget for disregarding important policies, issues and failing to solve the country's economic problems effectively. He accused the budget of attempting to conceal the economic recession by ignoring the current state of economy. Nepali Congress lawmaker Deepak Giri expressed the view that the budget was presented in a traditional manner and called for improvements in how discussions, opposition and support are conducted. Similarly, parliamentarian Mahendra Bahadur Sahi stressed the importance of creating an investment-friendly environment to tackle the long-term economic crisis. He emphasized the need to identify investment opportunities and allocate budget resources accordingly. The theoretical discussion on the budget is ongoing in the House of Representatives with Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat scheduled to address the answers to queries after the discussion. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, has said that the government is committed to ensuring good governance. In a meeting with residents in Maisthan of Bardivas 4 this morning, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha promised to intensify the action against corruption. He said that the police, administrative authorities and related parties should listen directly to the victims and give a solution, but not through any middlemen or intermediaries. Two women have been allegedly killed for dowry in Sarlahi, the district in Madhya province. Police have reported two cases of dowry-related deaths recently in Fohardawa of Haripur Municipality 3 and Lakshmipur of Haripur 6. Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Sarlahi, Naresh Raj Subedi, informed Abdul Saha Fakir of Fohardawa allegedly murdered his spouse, around 23-year-old Ida Khatun, accusing her of not meeting his expectation for dowry. Police have arrested two family members on the charge of their involvement in the crime. Similarly, the body of around 45 years old Indrakala Devi Saha was seized by police from a cremation pyre over the suspicious circumstances surrounding her death. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Sarlahi, Dipendra Panjiar, said the police intercepted when the body was being cremated. Police have taken six people who took the body for cremation without fulfilling the legal procedures into custody. Indrakala's spouse, Rajaram, is absconding. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Heavy rains pounded Pakistan's northwest regions, collapsing houses and killing at least 25 people. Rescue officers said rains and hail hit Bannu, Lucky Marwat and Karak districts in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province yesterday. Last year, Pakistan witnessed the worst floods in its history due to heavy rains. They killed at least 1,739 people, including 647 children, and affected 33 million people. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed that his country's long-awaited counter-offensive against Russia has started. The comments come after an escalation of fighting in the south and east of the Ukraine and speculation about the progress of the widely anticipated push. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a video interview published on Friday that Ukrainian forces had certainly begun their offensive, but that attempted advance had failed with heavy casualties. Ukraine's hope of advances in the region could be hindered by huge flooding in the south of the country after the Novakhovka Dam was destroyed last week. NATO and Ukraine's military has accused Russia of blowing up the dam, while Russia has blamed Ukraine. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has called the federal indictment against him ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance since the charges were announced. A 37-count indictment made public on Friday accuses him of keeping sensitive documents at his Mar-a-Lago property. He has denied any wrongdoing. Mr. Trump has been charged with mishandling hundreds of classified documents, including some about U.S. nuclear secrets and military plans. It is first-ever criminal prosecution against a former U.S. president. Under the Presidential Records Act, White House records are supposed to go to the National Archives once an administration ends. Regulations require such files to be stored securely. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the hilly regions of the rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Gandaki, Kosi and Bagmati province and at one or two places in Madhes province and the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. There is a partial influence of westerly winds along with the water vapor rich air from Bay of Bengal and low pressure areas around Bihar over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 33.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three killed in road accident in Calicut. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said to address queries raised during budget deliberations in the House of Representatives, and dozens dead as heavy rains hit Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.